Shanghai Sam has finally answered a question that he's dodged for weeks. Senator Sam Dastyari has finally explained why he thought it was okay to ask a Chinese donor to pay that $1,600 debt. After he resigned from the Labor front bench, Shanghai Sam admitted that he'd asked a Chinese company to pay the bill because he did not want to. Now he's spoken to the Good Weekend and explained why he thought it was appropriate to ask a Chinese donor to pay the bill in the first place. Apparently, it was just out of habit. Basically, he says when he worked at the New South Wales Labor Party HQ, it was standard that if you overspent your budget, instead of paying that yourself, you'd pick up the dog and bone and ring a party donor and see whether they could pay it for you. Shanghai Sam told the Good Weekend, back in my days at the party office, when you overspent on a campaign, you raised that money from donors and then you declared it. What I didn't do was stop and think about the perception and consequences of running my office like that. He says, I know what I've done was wrong and I've paid the price. Poor old Shanghai Sam. By the way, Shanghai Sam, Scott Morrison, should be paying us royalties for his use of that nickname, Shanghai Sam. After hearing all of the discussion about Shanghai Sam on this show, the Treasurer has been dropping it in radio interviews and in Parliament, I noted this week. Have a listen.
Now, what we know is that Senator Dastyari, Shanghai Sam, Mr. Speaker, what he did...
The Treasurer will refer to senators by their correct title.
Yeah, you've got to withdraw that. Can't say Shanghai Sam in Parliament. Christopher Pyne started using it too. And sadly for Shanghai Sam, it's going to stick. But I'll give him this. I'll give Shanghai Sam this. At least he admitted from the start that he was in the wrong. I'll give him that. And I know it's only a small victory. At least he didn't react in the way that most politicians do when they instantly go into a state of denial. From day one, he said he did the wrong thing. He didn't try to blame someone else or pretend he was an innocent victim. So while I've ripped into Shanghai Sam Dastyari over his stupidity and lack of judgment, I will give him this. Most politicians put on a blindfold and pretend they've done nothing wrong and refuse to admit fault. Sam knew from the start he was in strife. And in the grand scheme of things, it didn't take him long to pull the pin.